A national news institution, the ABC's 15-minute 7:45 a.m. bulletin on the radio is set to be jettisoned as part of the latest cost-cutting restructure announced by the national broadcaster. The lifestyle site ABC Life is to be rebranded and downsized as well, and there'll be more on-demand services. But the biggest hit, around 250 staff will lose their jobs, and the main journalists' union says it's disappointed with the way those redundancies are being handled. Barbara Miller has been looking at the cuts and changes.
It's been a mainstay of many a morning for ABC listeners through the decades, but not for much longer. The 15-minute 7:45 radio news bulletin is one of the casualties of the government's decision to freeze the ABC's indexation, which the corporation says effectively amounts to an $84 million budget cut, with an ongoing reduction of $41 million from 2022. The 7:45 will be replaced by an 8 a.m. 5-minute bulletin at the top of the AM program, which will be cut back from half an hour to 25 minutes. ABC staff and long-time listeners are mourning the loss of the bulletin, but the ABC says listenership is falling as audiences move to more on-demand products. Managing Director David Anderson says the move is a response to changing times.
Over the years, the 7:45 bulletin is, which it was, one of the few ways that you could get news in the morning. Now there are other options available to Australians, and so that's why we see that decline in audience that we have for that particular bulletin. And the trend that we're seeing is that we know that we need to be able to invest in services of the future. The task that we have is to find savings as well as invest in services to the future.
The ABC will also rebrand the relatively new lifestyle site ABC Life as ABC Local and restructure it to feature more stories from journalists across the ABC. In total, 250 jobs across the corporation are likely to be lost. Some will be voluntary redundancies, but some staff have been tapped today and told they're potentially redundant, something the Journalists Union, Mia Media, is not happy about. Marcus Strom is the union's national president.
We've already heard today that people are being tapped on the shoulder, that small pools of workers are being grouped and told they need to fight over a diminished number of jobs in a repeat of the awful Hunger Games type process we saw a few years ago. We feel betrayed that the management, we were prepared to give management some leeway given the impossible situation that the government has put them in, but that has to work both ways. And we did expect more from ABC management over the handling of this, but we wait to see the details.
The ABC has also committed to having three quarters of its content makers based outside the national headquarters in Ultimo, Sydney. Some of that building could be leased out as a result. The Federal Communications Minister, Paul Fletcher, has welcomed the cuts announcement, which was delivered as part of a five-year strategy document. He says in the current media climate, the ABC is not badly off.
The ABC has secure funding over the next three-year period. We're in the first year of a three-year funding period. So it has revenue certainty in a way that most media organisations in Australia would love to have. Certainly, the government will carefully study this five-year strategic plan. I'm sure it'll be the basis for continued discussion between me as Minister on behalf of the government and ABC board and management.
But former ABC presenter Quentin Debster says the cuts should have been reversed.
It doesn't make sense. It seems to all of us who support the ABC to be ideological in its motivation. And that's what's so distressing, that the government at a time of national emergency would do this sort of thing to the ABC is really appalling.
The federal opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, has also lamented the cuts.
I think the ABC has a critical role, and I'm very sorry to see job losses at a time like this. The government surely should be stepping in and saying, now of all times is not the time to lose 250 jobs at the ABC.
Staff who want to leave have until next Friday to formally express their interest.
Barbara Miller with that report.